Good morning, Rabbi Isai. So we asked yesterday, Ma Nishtana Tu Bishvat, from the other Rosh Hashanos. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah, as in Aleph Tishri, is a Tzivui Min HaTorah. B'Chodesh Hashvi Be'Chod L'Chodesh Mikol Chodesh Yehelochem. That's a proper Yom Tov with the Simalocha, etc., etc. But the other Yom Tovim, the other Rosh Hashanos, as in Rosh Hashanah L'Masa Behema on Aleph Elul, Rosh Hashanah Limlochim on Aleph Nisan, we don't make a fuss about those. We don't even mention them. We can go through them without even knowing that they happened. And when it comes to Tu Bishvat, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonos, suddenly we're making a fuss about it. The Rebbe's Fiatishin, and they've got these huge platters and music and etc. etc. Why the fuss about Davka about this? I'm telling you a Loshon from the Sefer HaTodah. He says, because this Yom Tov is all about the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Hashem said that the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael is that there are Shiva Saminim, that the land of Eretz Yisrael produces Shiva Saminim. And of those five Minim, the first two are Chito and Soiro, which is wheat and barley, but after that the other five are all fruits. So the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael is in the fruits that grow on the Elonos. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, Eretz Chito Soiro v'gefen seinu v'eretz Hashem nadvosh, v'rimon, Eretz Hashem nadvosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the praise of Eretz Yisrael is in the fruits that grow from it, five out of seven of the Shiva Saminim being fruits, and therefore we make a fuss in order to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, you should eat the fruit, and then what do? It says, v'chalto v'savoto v'irachto, v'chalto v'savoto, and then it says, what do you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? Do you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stump for the fruits? It says, V'rachtos Hashem Elekecho al ha'oretz ha'toiva ashenos aloch. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael, for the blessing of Eretz Yisrael, and for the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. And that was, therefore that is the specific inyan why we make a fuss about the peiros of Eretz Yisrael, more than we make a fuss about Maisa Behema, or we make a fuss about Rosh Hashanah Limlochim. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are some people who want to say that Bisman Azeh, we don't really have Melochim, so therefore Rosh Hashanah Limlochim doesn't really make a big difference to us on Aleph Nisan. And on Rosh Chodesh Elul, we're not farmers and we don't do Maisa Behema anymore, there's no Beis HaMikdosh, so therefore it's not Negea to us. Yeah. But the truth is that, and also, by the way, those days we mentioned yesterday are already Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh has more of a Yom Tov than Rosh Hashanah Lelonos or Rosh Hashanah Lemas Behem or Rosh Hashanah for anything else, because as we said yesterday, there is Kriyas HaTorah, and there is Askora, there's Yalevi Yovo, etc. So it's already Rosh Chodesh anyway. Nevertheless, because this is Shvach Eretz Yisrael, and we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shem, and the Rebbeinu Shem says it's a Tzivui Min HaTorah, Uveirachto Es Hashem Elekecho, Bechas Amozon Yiz Midoraisa, Uveirachto Es Hashem Elekecho, what for? And therefore we carry on immediately that we say Baruch Atah Hashem Hazon Es Hakol. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food that we've eaten, and we carry on straight away into the next bracha. Noita Lecha Al Shein Chalta La'Viseinu Eretz Chemdo Toivo Rechovo. So the moment that we've eaten something, we're going to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the land that He gave us that produces the fruits and the chiton soryo, the bread that we've just eaten. And therefore, Rebalt, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself gave us a tzivui. This is our opportunity. At the time when the Elonis of Eretz Yisrael are mischadish, when Rove of the Geshomim of the winter have gone past, and the trees have rejuvenated, and the trees are finished with last year's Tavor, and the trees are about to start becoming strong and rejuvenated in order to produce next year's Tavor, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, when do we get that opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael, for the peiros of Eretz Yisrael? This is the fuss that we make on Tu Bishvat.
Started at the Torah in Northwest London, Monday, Ches Teves, 26th of January, Rabbi Yisrael Faust, Redefining Creation. This week's Torah been sponsored by Family Greenberg, Lichvet Simasabra Mitzvah of Harry Greenberg, Neri Yoyla, Shabbosi, Rotten Shizko, Hirup, Uth Kainov, Rab Nachas, Mimene Mikol Yosei, Chalitzehem. Rinishmas, esteemed founder of Yosef Dov Ben Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichrono Livracha.
Amen. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
This week's parsha records the momentous event of Kriyas Yamsu, the event where in the Nusach we say Shomu Amim Yirgozun Chil Ochaz Yoshe Pelelches, can be maybe referred to as the climax of Kriyas Yamsu. There were many, many nisim the climax of the whole process of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There were many, many nisim in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Eser Makas in the Agodah, we know the machlokes between the Tanoim, how many each Makkah was. But according to everyone, the Makkas at the Kriyas Yamsu far, far exceeded the Makkas that there were in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Kriyas Yamsu can be referred to as the climax of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Orachaim HaKodesh poses a very interesting question. Orachaim HaKodesh poses a question on the Pasuk, which says, Vayosha Hayom Lefnois Boike Le'isonoi, to its strength. And Chazal darshan the word Le'isonoi, that it's a loshon of Tnai. Eisonoi is a play of words Chazal make meloshon Tnai, condition. Shetnai Hisna HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Rabbi Nishai made a condition with creation, when it was originally created, the sea and land, that the sea should split itself for Klal Yisrael when they come out of Mitzrayim. That the Rebbe Nishan needed to put into the DNA of the world a tnai, a condition, that when Yidden, Klal Yisrael, comes out of Mitzrayim, the sea shouldn't stand there and say, I don't want to split for you, because as we see, that the Emesis Chazal say, that the sea did say, the sea said to Klal Yisrael, and the sea said, I was created on the Hitzis Keneged Moshe, the sea was Mastris, stood against Moshe, and it said, Ein ani nikra mipanecho, chani nivreisi b'yoyim shlishi, I was created on the third day, v'ato nivreiso b'yoyim shishi, so I precede you. What justification is there, could there be, for me to have to give way to you? We all know that if somebody was there before the other person, then the one who comes later has to stand aside while the one who preceded him goes his way. So the sea said, I don't want to split for you. Until the Rebbeinu Shleim was not a yeminoi al yemin yemoshe, literally put his right hand, whatever that means, the Rebbeinu Shleim's right hand, the middle of yemin, on the yemin of Moshe. And that's why it says Moilech Yamin Moshe, Notiso Yamincho. With the Koyach of Yamin, it gave Moshe Rabbeinu that Koyach that he can stand against Kriyas, against the Yam, and force the Yam to split for himself with the Koyach of the Tnai. Frektor Achaim Akodu. We find in later generations there were many times when there were instances when the water or sea or rivers split for even individual. We know by Yeshua, he was able to split the Yarde, and he brings interesting Gemara in Chulin, and that's the Yesoi, where he asks the question, what's the big rash, what's the big halabaloo of Kriyas Yamsov, if we find in later generations that the sea was able to split? He brings a Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara says in Chulin as follows, an interesting Gemara. Warren Chulin brings down the Zion. Reb Pinchas ben Yoel was once going to Mitzvah Pidyon Shvuah. He was going on the way to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Pidyon Shvuah. Pogaboy beginoy in the Arab. He came to a place where there was a river, and the river didn't allow him to go any further. Omalik, he said to the river, the river's called Ginoy. Ginoy, he said to it, Reb Pinchas ben Yoel. Split your waters, the ever because so that I should be able to pass you. Omale, the river, or the Malach HaMemuna, the river it obviously means, because rivers don't speak, said to him, albeit you're on the way to do Ratzoin Konecho, the wish of your master, I'm also doing the wish of my master. Ato Sofik Oise, Sofik Yato Oise. There's no guarantee whether you will be successful and able to come along
and fulfill what you're supposed to be doing. Ani vadayoise. I'm definitely doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm running the course of the river. Omar Leir Pinchas ben Yoise said to him, Im yi ato choylech, if you're not prepared to split for me, gozrani alecho, I will make a gzera shalo yavru b'chom mayim ge'oyla, that water should stop flowing at all. Cholakle, the river had no choice, it split for a Pinchas ben Yoise. Have Ahu Gavra, there was another person, Ravadora Chitle Pischa, he wasn't doing the mitzvah of Pidin Shvuim, which is one of the biggest mitzvahs. He was poshut taking chitin from matzah, from one place to the other, to prepare for mitzvahs matzah. Omale, he said to him, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoise said to him, Chaloik nama lahai, split also for this person, the mitzvah also, he's in the middle of a mitzvah. The river already saw that he's not going to start to Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoise. There were no more negotiations. Cholakle, he split for him straight away. Havahu Taya, there was an Arab over there. Dahalova Bahadayu, who was going, Lova Miloshan Levaya, he was going together with him, he was accompanying them. Omale, Pinchas ben Yoise said to him, Chaloik Name Lahai, Deloy Lema, the people shouldn't say, Kach Oisim Levnei Levaya, this is how we treat people who are accompanying us. Split for this individual as well. A Goy Bechal, a Taya, Pinchas ben Yoise said to him. Cholakle, he split for him. Omer Rav Yosef, from here we see how big Rav Pinchas ben Yoise was. Rav Pinchas ben Yoise managed to get the river to split three times. Bechule, bechule. Mamash the same koyach as Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael b'kikiras Yamsov. But bechol mikra, what do we see in this Gemara? We see that Rav Pinchas ben Yoise was able to come along and split the river for himself, Mitzvah Pidyon Shvuim, for the second individual who was just going to take chitim for Mitzvah Matzah, and for the tire, the Arab merchant who was together with them, who were just Bnei Levaya, was accompanying them. Frek Dorachayim HaKodosh, what's the whole rush? What's the whole big deal of Kriyas Yamsuf if we find that Rav Pinchas ben Yoise was able to come along and split the river again and again and again? What's so special about Kriyas Yamsuf? Shomu Amim Yirgozun, everyone knows Kriyas Yamsuf. We find it was standard behavior. Rav Pinchas ben Yoise or Chaim says a very interesting term. And I'll read you out the Loshon or Chaim because it's Kedai too. Dr. Chaim, Tnai ze bichlal hatnoim shehisna Hashem al kol maisa breishes. It's one of the conditions that Hashem weid in maisa breishes liyus kfufim l'toyer v'amoleo. The maisa breishes creation in general is kfufim, subjugated to Torah and to Amleo, to those who are Omel B'Torah, to those who are sit and learn, and Amelim B'Torah. Lasa is to do kol asher yigzru aleh, to do whatever they command. Umemshaltam aleh, their control is over and above Maisa Bereshit. Kimemsheles habayir, like the memshol of the Rabbeinu Shalom Kvayocha. Orozeh timtzu, b'shamayim v'oretz v'kochovir, the tzaddikim yechidi, kasha choka kashem be'ei sabriya, the Rebbein Shem made be'ei sabriya, and the Rebbein Shem enable tzaddikim and amolei Torah to be able to have control and to have the ability to be geizer, to literally command, as we see by Rabbein Chas ben Yoise, and to dictate to Maisa Bereshit how they have to act, what they have to do, and they have no choice, as we see in the river at the time of Rav Pinchas ben Yoise, but to listen and to subjugate themselves to the koyach of the Amolei Torah and to do as they command. Zog Dorachai, v'hinei, v'yitzias Yisrael b'mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael had gone out of Mitzrayim, adayin lo kiblu ha-Torah, they had not yet kept the accepted the Torah. They didn't yet have that koyach of Kabbalah Satorah because it was before Kabbalah Satorah. The gzera of Klal Yisrael on the Bria was not yet carved in stone, hadn't yet been set, because it was before Kabbalah Satorah. There's an order to creation. Omnam, we all know that creation was made for the day of Yom HaShishi, for Kabbalah Satorah. And creation is subjugated, is bottle, umavutl, to the gzeira of Torah v'lomdeo, but it hasn't happened yet. there hasn't yet been a Kabbalah Satoya. At this point in history, said the seer, I have a koyach which doesn't need to be bottled for you, Klal Yisroel. Because I was created on the third day, you were created later. After Kabbalah Satoya, there I know I will have no choice. There I know I will not be able to stand against any Talmud Chochem, any Tzadik, any Loimet Torah Be'emel, and as we find in the case of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyah, I will be forced to split. But not yet, it hasn't happened yet. Ein gzeirosam ala nivroim gzeira. Ulezeh lo hiskim ayom licholek, the sea was not willing to split lehem. V'toan la Moshe, and said to Moshe, ato nivreis of b'shishi, you are only created on the sixth day, v'ani b'shlishi. Ki rezeh remez, he said, ki ein loy ben Torah, that you are not a ben Torah yet. You haven't yet accepted the Torah. Ki atoyre kodmo lo'oilo, ulezeh nishakeim Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom was nishakei, the remez of Yemino Limin Moshe, as we mentioned earlier, was that Yemin is the Koyach of Torah, and therefore what he, the message that was being given to the sea is that even before Kabbalah Satoya, in today's jargon we would call it a preview. There's a preview. This is the nation which has left Mitzrayim for one purpose. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is that they should be able to go to Har Sinai and accept the Torah. And if that's the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's the direction Klal Yisrael are heading when they leave Mitzrayim, they already have that koyach of Kabbalah Satoya. So again, the sea didn't want to split because the sea said, I am not mechuyev to split before Kabbalah Satoya. I haven't yet, it hasn't yet been established. That bittle that the Bria has for the koyach of the Torah v'loimdeo, so why at this point in history should I split? And the answer to the sea was, you're right. But since Klal Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim for Kabbalah Satoya, they're going to be Mekabbalah Torah, they already have that koyach of Yemincho, of Yemin, of Torah, and that's the mechayev of the sea to split. And Bemele Orachayim HaKodesh said, later after Kabbalah Satoya, once the Torah has been given, and Klal Yisrael have that koyach of Kabbalah Satoya, there was no chidir, there was no major event that Pinchas Ben Yoyah was able to split the sea. The speciality of Kriyas Yamsuf was that even before Kabbalah Satoya, even just with the fact that they're going in that direction, they're literally heading onto the Torah way, they're going there, already now they are able, mikoyach that, to split the Yamsuf. That's a chidir. But that after Kabbalah Satoya, they were able to come along, and Pinchas Ben Yoyah to split, that was no chiddush at all. And the Rechaim HaKadosh, he says, finishes off with his very interesting Loshon, that any tzaddik who will come, call tzaddik v'tzaddik, any tzaddik, chiyamoid tzaddik amiti, like a Pinchas Ben Yoyah, who will stand after Kabbalah Satoya, and will yovi b'yodoy, will bring this hand, shtar choiv echot, that shtar choiv, that note, l'koifoi, l'cholek, l'fono, to split him, to force him, and to enforce upon creation, that koyach of bitul, to toyer v'lomdeo, that's not a chiddush, that's poshut. Pinchas Ben Yoyah was able to kikoin the siyam, to threaten the sea, and the sea ran away, and pochad ayom mimeni was scared. But that before Kabbalah Satoya, Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael were able to come along and enforce upon creation the bittul which is due to happen and be established after Kabbalah Satoya. That's the speciality, and that's the Chiddush of Kriyas Yamsuf. Very special words of the Orachai to understand the koyach what Klal Yisrael have received after Kabbalah Satoya. I'd like to maybe add a slightly different explanation. And at the end, we'll see that my explanation, which I add, is not so different from what the Rechaim says. I'd like to first pose a question that the Kli Yaakov poses in the Seder Psukim. There's an interesting posuk. The posuk says as follows in Kriyas Yamsuf: Vayosem es hayom lacharovo, Moshe Rabbeinu turned the yam, the sea, into charovo, into dry land. Vayiboku hamayim, and the water split. I would dare to suggest, and I found that the Kli Yaakov asked this question, that there's something out of the order in the order that the pasuk gives. It would make more sense to say it the other way around. Vayiboku hamayir, the water split, and therefore vayosem asayom lecharova. Vayiboku hamayim is what happened, and vayosem asayom lecharova is lechoyer the toitzor, the consequences, the outcome of what happened. Not that he turned the sea into dry land and the water split. It should be the other way around. The water split, and therefore the sea was turned into dry land. So why does the pasuk say the seder, which seemingly is out of order, literally? Vayosem asayom lecharovo, vayiboka amayim. The Klioka asked the question. Klioka says that the seder over here seems to be wrong. Vayiboka amayim should be first, because the water split, that's why the sea became dry land. That's our Klioka's question. So we find that Rashi brings from Chazal something which is be'etzem not poshut pshat, but it's a drash, which is also a koyach of Torah, that the Yibokru Amayim is not referring to the event of Kriyas Yamtzu. And the Chazal stressed the Loshon Rabbi, Vayiboku, the plural, many waters split, because Chazal the Medrash brings that, that at the time of Kriyas Yamtzu, all waters everywhere split, and that's how everyone knew and heard about Kriyas Yamtzu. Vayosem Asayom Lecharova is referring to the event of Kriyas Yamtzu. And the next thing is Vayiboku Amayim, that all the waters of the world split, and that drash of Chazal would be able to explain as well the Seder, why Vayosem Asayom Lecharova precedes the word of Vayiboku Amayim. That's a drash which Chazal give, but it's obviously not the Pshat HaPoshuk. There's entire different halokim, there's Pshat, there's Remez, there's drash, soy. And if we take the Koyach of drash, then we understand the terrors to the Kliyokas Kasha, why Vayosem Asayom Lecharova precedes Vayiboku Amayim. Now I would like to maybe offer something in Pshat, why to answer the Kliyokas Kasha. I'd like to be Magdim the Medrash. The Medrash is in Medrash Rabbe in Parshas Bereishit. The Medrash says as follows. Medrash is on the pasuk of Yikovu Amayim El Mokom Echo. Originally, at the beginning of creation, we know there was no land and sea. All the land was covered with water. The Rabbeinu Shlaim came and he said, Yikovu Amayim El Mokom Echo. Let all the waters be assembled in one place. V'seiroi Ayabosho. And then the land, the dry land, will be sea. And that was when the Rebbein Shem made that separation between land and sea, to say that there are some parts of the world that should be sea, maybe the majority, and other parts of the world which should be abosha, which should be land, and there's a gvul, there's a border between the gvul samto lehem bal yavoyrun. The Rebbein Shem set a border to separate land and sea. The sea has its place, land has its place, and unless there's a tsunami or something out of the ordinary, the border is completely set between land and sea. Says the Medrash as follows, that the Rabbeinu Shalom said, "Uma le'odom ech," for the benefit of one person, one solitary person. How many people were there in the world at the beginning of creation? Odom, one person. If for one person, I'm willing to come along and say, I'm willing to separate the land and the sea for the purpose of that one Adam Harishon, who he was the solitary person at the beginning of creation. When Klal Yisrael will come out of Mitzrayim and will stand there, 600,000 individuals standing at the sea, al achas kamo v'kamo, that I will be willing and prepared to be mekayim the Yikovu Hamayim and Mokom Echad V'Seroa Yerbosha. That means, what do we see and what can we take out of this medr? We can take out of this medr that Kriyas Yamso wasn't just a Nes Shaloi Kedera Hateva of the water splitting. The lines and the border of the separation between land and sea were changed. What was previously sea now became Yabosha, became Harova, became land. It wasn't just the Nes Shaloi Kederech Teva that the Rabbeinu Shalom said, I'm willing to come along and split the waters that you should be able to go through, but this remains within the borders of what's called Yam. No, it was much more than that. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, I'm going to redraw and change the lines of the borders between land and sea. The Yikomu Amayim El Mokom Echot V'Seiroa Yabosho will change and be redefined so that what was previously land and Yabosho, sorry, what was previously Yam will become Yabosho, and the borders of sea will be drawn elsewhere so that Klal Yisrael will be able to walk through into something which now, at this point in time, is going to be within the borders of Yabosho. And that's what changed and made Kriyas Yamsuf so much more special and so much more different to any other instance where we find Shaloi Keder Chateva, that the Tzadikim and Chachomim, members of Klal Yisrael, were able to Shaloi Keder Chateva split the sea. Because this wasn't just the splitting of the water to enable them to go through. This was a redrawing and a redefining of the lines of creation. This showed that Bria is in ganzen kofuf to Klal Yisrael, to the extent that the software of Bria, the DNA of it, has to be adapted and changed so that it suits the purposes of Klal Yisrael. And if the borders of Yam and Yabosho were what they had previously been, didn't allow and didn't enable Klal Yisrael to exist and to continue in their way, then we have to change the border. We have to literally move the goalposts, we would say in English. So the Gvul between Yam and Yabosho is now different, is now other to enable Klal Yisrael. This is something much higher, something much deeper, something much more special, something much more intense than anything else that we've ever seen. The actual mitzvah of the DNA of creation and how it is set about is going to be changed to enable Klal Yisrael to fulfill their destiny and leave out of Mitzrayim and be able to continue on their way to Har Sinai and by Tziach HaSa'om Tavdin Selekim Al Har Azeh. So maybe we can explain the pasuk as follows. Vayosem es hayom lecharovo. The first thing that the Rabbeinu Shloilem did is he said, I'm going to change what's yam and what's charovo, what's sea and what's land. Before we talk about water splitting, I'm going to change the yikovo amayim and mokamech b'seroi yabosha. The borders between land and sea will now be different. Vayosem es hayom lecharovo. The yam, what was within the borders of Yam, now became Charovo, now became land, now became dry land, now became Yabosho. Vayiboko HaMayim is the Toitzoa, is the natural outcome of that. If this place is no longer considered Yam, and if this place now has to be considered Yabosho, so the waters definitely have no place to be over here. And therefore, Vayiboko HaMayim, the outcome of the Yosem HaSayom LeCharovo was that the Vayiboko HaMayim, the sea had to split. It wasn't that the sea split. It wasn't that the water split, and therefore the land became dry. It was the other way around. The Seder is exact. It was because the Rabbeinu Shlom defined this place is no longer Yam. This place is now Vayosem HaSayom LeCharovo. This place has to be within the borders of Yabosho, of dry land. And therefore, the Vayiboko HaMayim was the outcome of that, the Toitzor of that. Therefore, the waters over here are out of place, they're in the wrong place. They need to be split, and the Seder is half of a fella.
We came back,
because after Klal Yisrael had passed, the Vayoshav HaSayom Leisonoi, then the lines of creation went back to the original. It was temporary,
change.
It was a temporary change. But the temporary change wasn't just a change of having the water split. It was for this period of time, the lines and the borders between Yam and Yabosho will be changed to suit and adapt Klal Yisrael, as the Medrash says, for one person I was willing to save Yikovo HaMayim El Mokom Echot V'Seroi Yabosho, how much more so am I willing to be able to come along and change those borders for Klal Yisrael when and if they need it. And when they don't need it, it'll go back to the original plan A. This was plan B of the borders of Yam V'Yabosho to be able to suit and adapt Klal Yisrael. And that's the Chiddush over here. Vayosem HaSayom LeCharovo, and afterwards the V'Yiboko HaMayim. We all know, we say Leila Seder, very interesting in the Dayenus, at the end of the Agoda, towards the end of the Agoda, before the Matzah. Ilu Kora Lonu HaSayom. If Hashem would have split for us the sea, It wouldn't have let us pass by. It would be sufficient for us. And what would be so sufficient? What would be so great if the waters would have all split, gone up, and everyone would have said, wow! And Klal Yisrael would be, when they want to come in with the Mitzrayim passing, following, standing at their backs, the waters would have said, down. The curtain would have been drawn, and Klal Yisrael wouldn't have been able to pass. Dayenu, it would have been enough for us. What would have been so good? What would have been so special? What would have been, other than the fact that we would have all said, wow, if there would have been Kriyas Yamsuk, v'loy hevironu b'soicha becharova. So the Sfasemis asks this question, and the Sfasemis said, he's madgir, he says the ikka of the sentence of Ilu Kora Lonu Asayam, V'loi Hebronu B'soicha Becharova, it's on the Becharova. Hashem could have split the sea, and it would be very, very uncomfortable for Klal Yisrael to walk by, to walk through, because the land would have been full of mud, dampener. It wouldn't have been comfortable for a nation with women and children. They wouldn't have their boots with them. They probably went out to Mitzrayim with Egyptian sandalir, the Egypt kind of shoes. They weren't wearing their high boots to stand there in that swamp and have to walk through. So that's what we thank. Ilu kor alon esayot, if Hashem would have split us a sea, but he wouldn't have made it pleasant for us to walk through. Alpi, the explanation that we've given in the Pasuk on what happened in Kriyas Yamsuk, I dare to explain something more which connects to what the Sfasema said. Ilu kor alon esayot, if Hashem would have just done for us in Nes, shemot tederach hateva, like we find many times in the Seder of creation, he did for a Pinchas ben Yoyah, for the person who was walking with his matzahs, and even for the Bnei Levi, and he split it up for them. But it wouldn't have been that special event of V'loi Hevironu B'soicha Becharovo. It wouldn't have been a kiyum of a Yosem Esayom L'Charovo. It wouldn't have been shown and apparent and stated to the whole world that the lines of creation were drawn for Klal Yisrael. It would have been something out of the ordinary, something shaloi kederach hatev. Hashem says, okay, chad pamir, as an exception, I'm going to let you go through and split the sea. That would have also been special if Hashem would have just done that kor alon esayam. What happened here by Kriyas Yamsuk was something much deeper, something much more intense than that. When Rabbeinu Shlomo stated very clearly with the t'nai that was made with the Bria, that the lines of creation are drawn for Klal Yisrael. It's not a shaloi kederach hateva, it's not just a splitting of the sea out of the lines of the creation, but the lines of creation have to be redrawn, and the whole world, the whole creation, the definition of creation is for Klal Yisrael and the Tzoyer Klal Yisrael, and that's what was so special of Kriyas Yamsuk. If Hashem would have just split the sea for us, but Lo Yehavironu B'Soicha Becharova, wouldn't have made it from sea into land, wouldn't have made the Yikovu Amayim El Mokom Echol, wouldn't have said to everyone, to the Bria, and the whole world, and to Klal Yisrael, that this now becomes Yabosha, because this is what Klal Yisrael need at this point, and therefore the Mokom Echol V'Seroi Yabosha has to be redrawn and redefined. That would have also been so special. How much more so do we have to thank Hashem than what the Rabbeinu Shlomo did for us, was showed us and all of us, and the whole world, and the whole Bria, and the Shomu Amim Yigozin, and the Chilachos Yoshe Pelosha, that no, it's not just Shaloi, it's not just I'm splitting the water, it's I'm showing that this now becomes Charovo, the lines and the Gvul between Yam and Yabosha are changed for Klal Yisrael, that's something much more special, something deeper. The Naftimina, if Hashem would have just split the water, or if it would have been changed from Yam to Yabosha, is the Sfasemes. If Hashem would have just split the waters and taken away, then there wouldn't have been a reason for the land then not to remain damp, because this be'emes still is sea. It's because what happened was the Yikovu Amayim El Mokom Echol V'Seroi Yabosha, the lines changed, and Klal Yisrael went into a place which previously had been Yam, now became Yabosha. That was the sibba why the land now had to be completely dry, because this land has no more shaychus to Yam. This land now is Yabosha. So the Sfasemis says Hezbe, on the physical understanding of the Maila, the land was dry and not damp, and the hesper that I was trying to give, that the Rebbeinu Shalom changed and showed that this mokum, which had previously been yah, now becomes yabosho, is oile bekona echad, as one and the same. The fact that this land, this part of the world, which was previously yam, now becomes yabosho, was instrumental in the land being completely dry. How much is that a lesson to us when we know and understand that the whole purpose of the world, the whole sibah of the world, as Arachayim HaKadosh said, was for toyer v'loim deah. The world was created for that purpose, and therefore the DNA of the world and the software of the world is such, and it caters so that this can be reached, and that we're able to be masig this matora. How much is that machayev tafungas, that we should use the world as we have it, kedei, to fulfill its destiny and purpose, and be mekabel Torah, and live a life of Torah, and carry on going this wonderful Torah way that we, Baruch Hashem, are here every day. We read Mamish Gevaldi, Yidin, come together to be able to sit in that Torah. Thank the organizers and the people who come and the participants, and should be going Michael, Choyel, Weiter, Weiter, Shkoye. Thank you.
So that everyone knows.